This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
My, but he sounds so excited to say my name. That's because I paid him. Karen Cataline, this welcome to the second hour of Spouting Off here on our special two-hour May Day edition of Spouting Off. This is show number 110, a special two-hour commercial-free broadcast. We are covering the rally and demonstration down at the Capitol, the May Day celebration. And it has always been a socialist holiday as well as a celebration of spring. And we are celebrating instead freedom, free markets, capitalism, and the whole notion that our leaders are not our leaders. We elected them to be our public servants. We elected them to serve, not to dictate. And we are at a very, very scary crossroads right now. But I also have a wonderful guest, so I'm going to pivot right along and tell you about him. This is a man who I've interviewed before. I interviewed him on one of the shows that I fill in for, the Alan Nathan Show, a shameless plug. It's not so shameless. And it is Main Street Radio Network. Okay. And his name, I'm going to give you his name. And I, if you can, Mayor, hold on for a minute, because we want to have a announcement and a little report from our friend Jan Cook. So we are going to have Mayor Martin Modi Hicks of Grants, New Mexico, who's holding on. But first, our roving reporter Jan Cook has a report for us. Hi, Jan, at the rally. Hi. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, the energy is electrifying. People are happy. People are socializing. They are doing a little bit of the social distancing, but people who know each other, family, of course, are standing closer to each other. But the bottom line is there's laughter, there's music, there's a parade of cars going by, you know, with their horns blaring, and lots of flags and fantastic signs that are basically just saying enough is enough. We're going on, we're living. You can either live with us or choose to stay at home. We don't care. No judgment. And then I saw Greg Lopez. He's going around and he's giving little flyers out to people saying, you want to be a game changer, you got to get in the game. And so he's taking advantage of talking to the people here too.
That is great. And that is part of it. We're happy warriors, but we're also very concerned warriors about our freedom. And never in my lifetime or in my parents' lifetime would they think that a governor would impose such tyranny on the people that elected him.
We and to speak to that, across the street from the Capitol, there's 14th Street. There was a woman, a young woman there with a sign that said, go home. And she was yelling at me as I went across the street, told me to get out of her neighborhood. And I said, I'm sorry, but this is the people's neighborhood. And, you know, I'm standing right there before the Capitol. And then she said, you're a blanking Nazi. And I said to her, I'm sorry, but you're a zombie. I mean, seriously, they have to understand that you can go and stay home. We don't have a problem with anybody staying home. Just don't tell me I can't earn a living. Don't tell me I can't earn a paycheck. While the bureaucrats who are lording over us, they're earning their paycheck. Their 401ks are getting a percentage of their pay. Karen, there are people that are losing their homes right now. They are seriously in trouble if they don't get back to work.
Jan, I could not possibly say it better. And thank you so much for your report. If you can, could you call in for a final report around 1:45 Mountain Time? We want to get a final report. And thank you so much for being out there and for being the roving reporter that you are. I call her the Energizer Bunny. Thanks,
and
Jen
quick plug
Cook.
For Karen Cataline, I'm going to post a couple of tweets at Karen Cataline right now.
Oh, please do. And everybody, you can go to Colorado Freedom Force, and she's one of the co-founders of that organization. She never quits. Thanks, Jan. We appreciate
it. All right, take care.
Okay. We're going to run right now to our guest who's been holding. Thank you for your patience. Mayor Martin Modi Hicks of Grants, New Mexico. He made national news because he opened his small town of Grants, New Mexico, while the governor said, no, you have to shut down. And he's got some new news for us. Welcome to Spouting Off, Mayor Hicks.
How are you today, Karen? Thanks for having me on.
It is great to talk to you, too. You are quite the colorful character. What is it, Mayor, that made you say, I'm opening this town, even though your governor, what is her name again? I forgot
Michelle
her name.
Michelle Wuhan Grissom.
Michelle Wuhan.
Wuhan, like the disease.
Okay.
Her real name
and
is Wuhan, but we all call her Wuhan here.
Wuhan. Wuhan, and her last name is?
Grissom.
Grissom. Governor Grissom told you to shut down, and you said we're opening our town. So what made you decide to do that? When'd you do it?
Well, my businesses, I have 83 businesses in the town, and 81 of them signed a petition and brought it to me asking for help because they were losing their businesses, they were losing their livelihood, they're losing everything. And at that point, we were supposed to be coming off of the first phase of this lockdown anyway, and then the governor extended it. And that's when I said, no, that ain't going to work for us. We're killing our town. But here's some really interesting news for you, okay?
Yeah, please
yesterday,
tell us.
Because of my pushback with the golf courses and all that stuff, well, she opened all the golf courses yesterday.
Really?
Why they were closed, I never know, okay?
Right.
She opened the entire state except for three counties, San Juan County, which is a little south of you guys, McKinley mm-hmm. County, which is Gallup, New Mexico, and my county, which is next door to Gallup.
Gee, I wonder
okay,
why.
She's saying that there's a COVID outbreak here, okay? But here's my question to you. Last night, the World Health Organization, the ones that are doing all this that everybody's following, they said that we needed to stop this and we needed to follow the Swedish model because they have total immunity. And if you look at the lies they've been telling to us across this country about this COVID crap, there wasn't a hospital in New York overran. There wasn't a hospital in San Francisco or L.A. overran with this COVID crap. I mean, they sent the Mercy ship up there, and they only had 30 cases in the entire ship, bed for 1,000 people.
Yeah.
So here in my county, here's what's killing me, okay? In my county, I've got two COVID deaths, and they both had underlying conditions. They were
how
both
old
elderly.
Were they? Yeah, how old were they?
I don't have it, but they were both elderly. They were both older than me, and
elderly.
I'm 58.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But my point being is I've got 26,300-plus people in this county. We've got basically where we can stand three persons in a mile, okay, and two deaths out of 26,000 plus, what's that come out to, 0.0002 or something like that?
Yes, and it could have been the flu. We know this.
Yes.
See,
we don't know. They're writing everything down as COVID virus.
Yeah,
and,
elderly people die of the flu.
If you really want to look at it and the effects that it's had on the Navajo Nation.
Yes.
We're taking all the cases from Arizona, which is upping our count because the Navajo Nation covers three states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Governor Lujan is taking all of the Arizona cases and saying that they're ours. She calls them from the northern area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here's my point. They're all worried about this, and they're making such a big deal about it. Why don't they get those people water and electricity out to their homes? They're still living like they're back in the 1800s. Not all of them, but a lot of them still live with no water, dirt floors, no electricity, and they're wondering why it's spreading and killing so many people out there. Well, hell, they can't even wash their hands.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
What an amazing thought. But here's another thing that's unbelievable, okay? They put Gallup on lockdown today. Today at noon, they put Gallup on lockdown. So they blocked all the exits for the incoming cars, but they left the exits open for the outgoing cars. And there's a mass exodus headed for Grants right now. And it's been that way every weekend since this COVID crap starts, because nobody wants to be locked down on the reservation. So as soon as they announce that they're locking them down, everybody gets in their cars and they boogie. They don't go to Farmington. It's too far. They don't go to Flagstaff. It's too far. Grants is 60 miles away. So they all come here. Our first case of COVID in our community, in our county, was brought to us by a Navajo Nation member. And the governor saying that we're going to spread it to them. Well, that's not the way it happened, and that's not the way it's going down. Okay? But my point being is, they're violating the Constitution. They're violating our rights. It doesn't say anything about someone getting sick that you lose all of your Constitution rights. It's one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard. I was served a habeas mandamus by the New Mexico State Attorney General yesterday. Okay,
I know.
My attorneys quit me because they gave too much money to Michelle Lujan Grissom's campaign. So my city attorneys quit me. They won't represent me against the state. So I have to answer this writ by the 7th. Okay, I started writing their answer today. I don't know anything about writing legal jargon or any of that stuff like that. So I'm just going to show up with the Supreme Court with my answers in my hand and see what they do to me. Okay?
Mayor,
sure is sad that Hector Balderas, the attorney general, can run my attorneys off because they're afraid of him. And they're afraid of the governor, and they're afraid of the state police. It's absolutely sickening. The government should be afraid of the people. It is a government for the people, by the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start removing these people from office.
Mayor, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you the only tough question I'm probably going to ask you. Okay. When I spoke to you yesterday and you sent me the documents and I ran them past a couple of attorneys, one in New Mexico whose name you might know but who must remain nameless at the moment, he said he was totally philosophically for you, as am I. I want you to win this thing, I'll tell you right now. I'm not an attorney and I'm happy to tell you I'm not. But he said that legally, and this really was upsetting, legally, because you are an employee of the state,
employee of the state. I am an elected official. I don't work for the state of New Mexico. I work for the people of Grants, New Mexico, that elected me.
So,
I don't work for the state. The state don't write me no check.
This has to be tested in court. Huh. So this has to be tested in court because they're saying that you have to follow, as the mayor, what they're saying is, my understanding is, that you have to follow the laws of the state in order to be mayor of Grants, New Mexico. And you're saying, no, you don't?
And the governor has to follow the Constitution of the United States of America to be the governor.
Amen. Amen to that.
Okay?
I agree.
So what the hell's the difference there, Karen? But here's another thing for you. I was on KOAT Channel 7 yesterday and KOB Channel 4. And I made all these comments about her order, okay? I said, why can Walmart sell clothes but clothing stores can't? Why can Walmart sell electronics but electronic stores can't? Why can Walmart sell sporting goods but sporting goods can't? Why can Walmart sell ammunition but ammo stores can't? Why can they sell liquor but liquor stores can't? So today, after we've been on this lockdown for almost a month and a half now, all of a sudden, Walmart's got up all these signs closing off the clothing section, the electronics section, the sporting goods section. Imagine that, huh? Because she knows she's violating the 14th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America, and now she's trying to back up. It's sickening what we've got here.
Your courage and your articulate defense of the Constitution, and you are exactly right. Mayor Jared Polis, which is a good deal of who people are protesting today on May Day, you know that there are cities in Colorado that want to mandate the use of masks, and this is preposterous. As the rules get loosened and people realize this was not even remotely as bad as it was made out to be, It was for some people who died and were elderly, but no worse and probably less worse than the seasonal flu in terms of deaths. They are having their rights taken away at a staggering rate, and they're clamping down harder in the name of this virus. So
yes.
Do you have a lawyer now who's going to represent you in all of this, Mayor Modi Hicks?
I still don't have a lawyer yet, no. I'm still looking for an attorney, but like I said, if I don't get one, it's no big deal. I'll show up on my own. I'm not scared. Last time I was scared, I was serving the United States Marine Corps overseas, okay? I mean, yeah. I worked in the penitentiary for 25 years. I went through three prison riots. I'm not scared. But my point being is this governor changes the rules every time somebody says something that shows that she's doing something wrong. Well, then she changes shit, okay? And my question is, as soon as the lockdown happened, Jericho Nursery in Albuquerque got an exemption. Why? What makes a nursery freaking essential, okay?
Yes, right.
I mean, it's stupid.
Mayor, I have to let you go in a minute because I have our next guest. But what I do want to say is that it looks like Democrat governors who are now joining PACs with other governors, like the one in the leftist governor in Colorado, Jared Polis, has now joined a pact with Oregon, Washington, and all the leftist governors, and let's see, Washington and Oregon. We didn't elect Jared Polis. People in California and in Washington and Oregon did not elect Jared Polis. The people of Colorado did, and yet now he's joining a pact to impose more restrictions on us. Sounds like your governor is following the same playbook. How can people help you, support you? Because your story is the hottest story in New Mexico, I was told by someone who lives there. Your story is hot, hot, hot. And how can your neighbors in Colorado support you in standing up for liberty? Because that's what we want to do.
You know, and I've received several calls from Colorado. Some of my old friends have moved up there since. I mean, when I was in high school in this town, it was 23,000 people. Now it's 8,500 mm-hmm. because of what New Mexico has done to us over the years. They've slowly killed every industry there is, okay? And now they're working on the oil and gas industry. And
they're doing
all we're
going to
be is a welfare state. That's all we're going to be, a total welfare state. My my revenues in the city are down by 30% right now, okay?
Wow.
And the governor's, you fired your city manager. Yeah, I did. I fired my city manager, okay? It wasn't over anything to do with this, but it's a personnel matter that I can't really discuss until it all comes out in the wash.
We do have to let you go because I want to bring on this business owner, but is there a way people can help you? I even told you we should do a GoFundMe page for you, for your attorney's fees.
What
can we do to help you?
For someone to help me set up a GoFundMe page, and that's how they could help me.
All right. Well, you know what? There is something we'll think about. It. Anybody listening can help him set up. Now, I mean, you kind of got an uphill battle here with bureaucrats, but that's okay. We all do. And you are articulating and showing the courage of spirit that we love. So, Mayor Martin Modi Hicks of Grants, New Mexico, we're going to follow your story. I might have you on again on Spouting Off, so people will begin to follow you and your story. Thank you so much. We'll see what we can't do to help you.
Thank you.
Thank you
go
so
Colorado.
Much for being on. go New Mexico. All right. Thank you, Mayor. You're the best.
Hey,
you're
thanks
just
for having me on.
So wonderful. Thank you for joining us. We have to move on now because we have another business owner, and his business was mentioned by a lot of conservatives, and I just love the name. Now, we know that the protest down there, it's a demonstration, it's a rally, it's a celebration, Mayday, Mayday, is nonpartisan, and I am an independent, actually, not even a Republican. But his store is called, he's got two of them, Pizza Republica, or Pizza Republica. Publica, and he told me the meaning of that pizza store. He's open, and George Eater, welcome to Spouting Off from Pizza Republica.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
It is great to talk to you, and I was so glad that I could connect with you. Tell everybody about Pizza Republica, is that, if that's how you pronounce it, in Italian, and why it chose...
Really simple. It's a, you know, kind of classic Italian name. Republica is, you know, if you put it together, Pizza Republica, the loose translation is, you know, a pizza for the people. It's a public affair. And we wanted to have, you know, very open, embracing sense of Italian hospitality. And, you know, when you go to Italy, you get the hugs and the kisses and the food and the wine, all, you know, kind of all together. And that's what it is. It's a public affair. You know, that's the whole premise of the restaurant, is to be kind of, you know, open and taking care of our neighborhood, taking care of our staff, taking care of our guests. That's what we're all about.
Good. So you have two stores, two pizza stores, one in Greenwood Village in the southern part of the Denver metro area, and one downtown right near the convention center that they've turned into a hospital, but there's nobody there. So tell us about your two stores and your address and the address of both.
Well, the downtown one is 890 14th Street. We're right on the corner of 14th and Ciampa, and we are open down there for pickup and delivery. And, you know, Grubhub and DoorDash. So we reopened there this past Tuesday. And, you know, the phone number down there is 303-623-2811 to place an order. And I got a really fun promo for May. We're doing $5 Aperol Spritzes, which is my favorite Italian cocktail, and then 20% off any call-in pickup to-go orders.
Great.
On the
and what about the... Yeah, and what about the store in Greenwood Village?
That's a landmark, the Landmark Shop. So it's 5375 Landmark Place, right next to like Comedy Works and the Landmark Theaters and whatnot.
Yes, yes, and we know where that is.
Yeah, it's a really fun spot.
Yeah.
And that number's 720-489-2030.
Terrific. So when all this happened and you were being confronted with, you have to close, you told me that you have some opinions and now's your chance. I would love for you to just tell what you think about all this. What are your thoughts about what's going on right now and how it's affecting your business?
When it first happened, everybody was scared, right? Because no one knew anything of what this was going on. So I stayed open in DTC the whole time because I wanted, you know, I've got a lot of staff and family downtown. We had to close because they were at an official shutdown from the governor because they were turning the convention center into a FEMA hospital, which it turns out they're probably not ever going to use it. But, you know, they did. So it was really scary at first. Now it's just getting frustrating because the blow up of cases didn't happen. I can't get answers from the health department. You know, when can we open to the public, get business back to normal? Because, you know, we're down 75-80%. You know, like I said, it's a, in our name, it's a public affair.
How can anybody stay in business with that? How can anybody? How can a business, how can a government say you have to close and expect, how does this affect, this is the thing for a city kid like me, how does this affect the food chain? You're trying to make pizza and give pizza and sell pizza. How's that going to affect it if we don't get these businesses open?
Yeah, it's the whole, it's not just the restaurants, it's all the suppliers. So, like,
right.
One of my main suppliers is Cheese Importers up in Longmont. They've had to throw away pallets and pallets of fresh cheeses because their supply got cut off, or their demand got cut off completely when they shut down all the restaurants. So I can't get my fresh bufala mozzarella from Italy right now. I can't get burrata. I can't get some of my more exotic cheeses and meats. Now, we make our own fresh mozzarella every day at the restaurant. Even that is getting harder and harder to get the curd to do that because the vendors don't want to bring in the fresh supply on fear that it's going to go bad, and then they've got shipping and ordering minimums. So it doesn't just affect restaurants. Like, I haven't placed a liquor order in 7 weeks. I haven't ordered any wine, any beer, anything. So that supply thing is on their end. They haven't had any orders. Now, you know, granted, a lot of them are probably selling to liquor stores and whatnot, but it's not just the my individual restaurants. It's the whole supply chain that everybody I buy from. Every single vendor. I've told them all, don't come in. I can't. How can I pay them?
So, George, and this is for everyone, George Eater from Pizza Republica. He has a restaurant both in Greenwood Village and down on Champa in downtown Denver near the Convention Center Hospital that isn't a hospital, but it's empty. What do you make of a blanket one-size-fits-all order? You know, you're welcome to talk political, non-political, anything you want here. What do you think is going on? How are we going to get these businesses open? And I hate to ask a third question. Are people going to just have to open regardless and say, we're opening, you're not the boss of me?
Well, I'm from the land of common sense, and I'm a very much the Rain Man numbers guy. And, you know, it's a one blanket thing doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. If you're up in Leadville, Colorado, and you have zero cases of coronavirus, why are you why are you still on the state lockdown if your community doesn't have an impact? Now, even down here in Greenwood Village, Cherry Hills, there's 12 cases, but we're still everybody shut down. I went and got tested. I had a couple other people on my staff who got tested. I don't have the antibodies, and I haven't gotten it.
Let me
sanitizing every day.
Yeah, George, let me stop you for a minute.
To get open.
In the small town of Greenwood Village, nearby I used to live, you're saying 12 cases, not 12 deaths, 12 cases, right?
12 cases, no deaths.
All right. So
I was Tri-County Health website.
Yeah. And I was watching one of the few press conferences that I could tolerate of our governor, Jared Polis, who halfway between in the middle of his press conference, and he's giving them Monday, Wednesday and Friday and not really saying anything till the very, very end because he likes being on TV and he wants to run for president. I can say all these things because I'm a commentator. You don't have to. But so halfway in between his press conference, he's giving motherly advice to us all about what we have to do and wash our hands and wear a mask and decorate it and all these things. He happens to say, even he admits, 9 out of 10 people who test positive for the virus will have no symptoms at all and won't even need an aspirin. And then he says, well, don't take an ibuprofen because that's been known to be a problem. But, you know, if you want to take an aspirin, it's okay. So there are 12 cases in Greenwood Village, no deaths, and 9 out of 10 of them will have no symptoms, and you're losing your business because of it.
And trust me, I'm concerned for my parents. I want to keep, you know, my mom and dad and grandparents and everything safe and healthy. But the best thing I can do, the best thing that could happen is if I'm young and healthy and I get it and I have the immunity, which I've had friends who've gotten it, no symptoms, and they've gotten through it and they've got the antibodies now. Well, perfect. Yeah. They're the guests that, you know, I want to have in the restaurant. I don't want to put anybody at risk.
Of course not.
But I think now we're taking the steps to get through that. But I've tried to get a hold of Tri-County since Monday. What are we looking at? Do I have to print paper menus? Do I have to put my staff, you know, I ordered masks, 150 masks for all my staff that are all logoed for the restaurant. When we open, do we have to have masks and gloves? Do I have to take your temperature when you come in? I can't get an answer. And
these are purposefully vague.
It's purposefully vague that they not tell you.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. We have an attorney and a talk show host, Randy Corcoran. I hope he's been listening. I think he's been on hold. And who knows, maybe he will be able to help you. Well, he's trying everything he can to keep his staff together.
if I could spout off on one thing.
Yes, please spout off.
Insurance
and then give us
companies.
Your address.
So the insurance company that we use is through the Colorado Restaurant Association, and it is Farmers, and they've just blanket denied any business interruption insurance for all the locations, even though it was clearly stated in my policy, if you're shut down by a civil authority, there should be coverage there. But they're denying all coverages because they're saying it's all related to a virus, which they have a rider on those policies. But I've paid them over $300,000 over the time I've been open for insurance. And then the one
wow.
time where I need it, they're ghosting and just blanket denying everything. So insurance
well,
companies
there's...
need to be put on blast because for them
yes.
to just walk away and rinse their hands and say no, that's just ridiculous. They should be ashamed.
Thank you for making that point. And there's just so many legal issues. Mark Garagos is suing. I just heard the first suit of a lawsuit against Jared Polis himself for loss of business, loss of property. You're going to see tons of them. George Eater, give us real quickly the address. We have to let you go, but thank you so much for joining us. You're one of the stars of our show.
You can see us down at 5375 Landmark Place in Greenwood Village. I hope to be open here in the next couple of weeks for sit down and dine in dining. We've been painting and cleaning, so we'd love to see you down there.
Well, that is okay. Great. George Eater. And the address down on Champ in downtown Denver.
890 14th Street. And we're doing pickup delivery to go, Grubhub and DoorDash. We'd love to take care of you. And it's 20% off all food orders if you call them in for pickup.
Well, you stay strong. You're just a model for a lot of other people for opening. George Eater from Pizza Republica, thanks for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks. We're going to go right away. No commercials at all on this show today, on this show May Day. We've got Randy Corcoran, who is a talk show host, an attorney, a motorcycle Harley rider, and just elected national committee man of the state Republican Colorado Party. I said that inside out. And congratulations and thanks for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Pleasure to be with you,
Randy?
Karen.
Great to be with you, too. Are
yeah,
you
I'm
down there.
There
at the Capitol? Great.
I am.
What
I walked around to the back side where it's a little quieter, and but I can certainly report on what I've seen. And
terrific.
I don't know what kind of, on-the-site reporting you've had so far, so I don't want to repeat anything that's gone on. So why don't you just ask me what you want to know?
Oh, no. Well, Randy, why don't you tell us what you're seeing and your impressions being down there? What are you
sure.
thinking?
Well, of course, I always want to see a turnout bigger than the very first one of these a couple of weeks ago. We got maybe 250, probably less than 300, but a decent-sized turnout for sure. People driving by very much in support, honking their horns. A lot of great signs I took some pictures of, and I'll throw them up on Facebook later and tweet them out, including the one that quoted James Madison, who said something along the lines of, you know, the success of tyranny or the beginning of tyranny will come from a foreigner, from a foreign agent, and then in parentheses, COVID-19 is the foreign agent. And, and people are very psyched up and very intense about this. And, I guess it's interesting for me because I've got all these hats now that you talked about. So when I take office as the Republican National Committee man, I'm representing the state of Colorado with the RNC. There are political considerations about, you know, what's best for our candidates, what's best for our president. There's the Tea Party leader that I've been for the last 10 or 11 years thinking, what in the hell are we doing being told to stay in our houses? And I hear in Denver next week people are going to be required to wear masks. And then the lawyer in me is really, really frustrated. I've had so many conversations with people who want to file lawsuits. And you know, I'm looking very carefully at what has the president recommended that the states do. How close in line or out of line is what Jared Polis is doing right now in the state of Colorado to those recommendations? And so, you know, which horse am I going to ride today? It's very confusing, frankly.
Yes, and you can ride a lot of horses all at once, including a Harley. Yes, I was actually one of those people. I'm getting phone calls, too. Have you heard, by the way, that we have our very first lawsuit that has been filed against Jared Polis and the state of Colorado? Did you happen to hear that?
Are you talking about one from, I think it was a Western Slope town?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Yes, I haven't read the lawsuit yet, but I'm aware that they're starting to roll out.
Yeah. Well, and I have reported that Mark Garagos, the famous star attorney, is starting to file lawsuits on behalf of several businesses in California, of all places. I see class action suit. Do you, Mr. Attorney Person, put on your attorney hat and tell us, do you see a class action lawsuit here?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is an area of law that I've never practiced in, but I've been spending a lot of time getting up to speed on it because I'm hearing this question so much. And there are so many different classes that could be identified for people that are being harmed. You know, we've already got religious freedom lawsuits going.
Yes.
I think the ones I've read about so far are just individual churches. But it would not be hard once you get an injunction to, you know, flip that into a cause of action for damages. I shouldn't say it wouldn't be hard. It wouldn't be impossible to flip it into a cause of action for monetary damages and begin adding similarly situated churches, for example, and turn it into a class action. So I think we'll see multiple attempts at class actions as well as additional individual lawsuits that are filed. And,
Ryan,
you know, the problem with the class action is everything goes very, very slowly. And then you lose a lot of the specific control that you might otherwise have in trying to advance a specific cause for a specific person or a group of businesses or whatever. So I love that we're having these conversations in case this virus comes back around in the fall. People are going to be fired up and ready to go. It seems to me like we're at the tail end of it right now, and so we may lose some of the steam on some of this if restrictions are promptly released. You know, I'm out here on an 80-degree day, and we've been hearing some of the latest science that the COVID droplets live for about a minute and a half on a dry, hot day.
Yeah.
And yet we're going to tell people they have to wear masks?
Exactly. And that's the thing that patriots appreciate, is that there's a massive disconnect and a clear, obvious agenda that's being thrust upon us that does not comport with the facts. Leave it to the government to tell people to stay indoors when sunshine actually kills the virus. But beyond that, every fact we've seen, the leftist Democrat governors ignore in favor of deeper and deeper and more stringent restrictions that completely take away our rights. And it's been said many times before. I mean, it's May 1st and the cases are going down. And yet, isn't it interesting that leftists are desperate to keep this going and going and going? And now I need to ask you about the discussion about masks required in Lone Tree, possibly required in Denver. And I'll tell you right now, my answer is no, no, and hell no. What do we do? Put your lawyer hat back on as a criminal defense attorney if they've let all the criminals out and they're starting to fill the jails up with people who refuse to wear masks.
It makes your head spin. There's no question about it. And, you know,
yes.
the Hancock, the expected Hancock order hasn't come out yet. So, you know, you have to really analyze everything based on the language of what actually eventually emerges. So it's really hard to speculate. But, yeah, you're going to grab somebody after you've released a hardened criminal or a repeat offender, somebody who injured somebody in a DUI, and replace them with someone who was refusing to wear a mask in the city of Denver. All kinds of equal protection claims and monetary damage claims, especially if the mask wearer gets sick while he's locked up, cooped up in the city jail. It makes your head spin. And I will just be the first to admit I have yet to wrap my hands around it. And I will kind of continue to hear from folks and talk about it more. Whenever I'm in these kinds of interviews or doing my own show or whatever, I'm not sure I'm ready to make a concerted determination of what the best course of action is from a legal perspective, from a constitution-loving patriot's perspective, and from a Republican's perspective with elections coming up, including a president to reelect. There are a lot of pieces of the puzzle to try and fit together
huge
before
pieces.
Really concerted action is taken in my book.
Because I love this so much, and I was discussing it and quoting it when you called in to your own show when I was filling in for you. Doug, could you get that clip ready of Gandhi from the movie Gandhi? Let me know if that's ready. And we've got it. And then you can just close when I tell you to cut. We'll just play the whole thing. We got enough time. Are you ready, Randy? Here it is from Gandhi, the movie.
You don't think we're just going to walk out of India?
Yes. In the end, you will walk out. Because 100,000 Englishmen simply cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And that is what we intend to achieve. Peaceful, non-violent, non-cooperation.
How about that? Your thoughts, Randy?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it re-inspires a person like who thinks the way you and I do, Karen, back away from, at this point in my life, do I care about the political consequences? At this point in my life, am I going to worry about the expediency of maybe I can't talk outside here in the fresh air. I'm not used to it. Of having taken such extraordinary action for a short period of time while they get, some science and some perspective and some guidelines out. And instead just makes me want to say, screw you. You're not going to tell us what to do. We're going to decide on our own as responsible citizens how to protect our elderly family members and friends, how to protect our children, and how to conduct our business in a safe and effective way. Your job, government, is to provide us the information that we need to make smart decisions, not to herd us up like cattle and then keep us here week after week after week after week.
And don't be our... It has been said many times, the most ignorant and arrogant among us fancy themselves as our boss. They are public servants. They're supposed to serve us as public servants, not turn us into serfs, into slaves. And I'm telling you, you're right. It just takes so... I want to say one more word as we're waiting for Jan Cook to give her final report, and she may or may not be, or she's down there somewhere, and you guys are going to be marching over to Dora, I understand. But I want to say one more word about these masks. I am very, very hesitant to make World War II references, and you know this, right? But when someone tells me I am required, I'm talking about the government to enter a town. If Denver, where I was born and raised, is going to tell me that I cannot enter the city of Denver, Colorado, my hometown, if I'm not wearing a mask, then either I will not go or you can arrest me. Because not only this is a sign of submission. People have said not only does it not work, but we have no obligation to the government to be told what to put over our faces It's like all of us putting a gold star on our chest. Not doing it, not going to happen, and all we can hope is that 350 million Indians, that means 320 million Americans, put their foot down and say no, no, and hell no.
Yeah, that mask thing is going to go over well with the liquor stores and the bankers. And in case you have to get to your other call, I found the exact quote on this guy's sign from James Madison. It's a beauty. If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We saw it after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. We're seeing it now with coronavirus. And it is imperative that we continue to create this offsetting pressure, because especially here in Colorado, we can look around and see we may be outnumbered now by the people who are willing to simply tuck tail, you know, hunker down, comply, and wait for the government to tell them when it's safe to live again.
Yeah. You know, we could go on forever. We're talk show hosts. But I want to thank you. I'm going to let you go. Get on your beautiful red Harley and ride off into the sunset or over to Dora or whatever. But thank you for your time. Randy Corcoran, talk show host, attorney. Do you got something you want to plug? You got about 37 things you could plug. So go ahead, plug away.
Well, just tomorrow I'll be on 9 to noon on 710 KNUS, and we will be continuing to explore these issues. I'll have a business owner on who opened up his business in opposition to a shutdown, stay closed order, and he created this declaration of business independence. And it's well written, well crafted. We're going to talk to him tomorrow.
We had him on
this morning.
We're also
going to remind ourselves that this all came from China, and Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy, Security Policy Center, whatever, will be on the show along with some others. So hope people will check it out.
Well, that's great. Sorry to interrupt you, but it is our friend from Castlegate Knife and Tool, is it not, who had, right?
Yes.
Well, we featured him in our first hour, and we cannot give him enough kudos for what he's doing. You know,
good.
I think it's great.
Excellent.
I will tune in to 710 KNUS to Randy Corcoran, the Wake Up with Randy Corcoran show. Thanks for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Thank you, Karen.
Take care. Drive safe. We have Jan on the line, on line 5 here, for her final report. This has gone off like clockwork, better than I thought it ever would. I thought it was going to be a zoo, but it's actually happened pretty well. Jan Cook, thank you for joining us once again. Give us a final report on what's going on down there at the Capitol.
Well, I'll tell you what. The final is to walk over to Dora. Some of us will be walking over. And that's the Department of Regulatory Agency that has been sending all the threatening letters out to hairdressers and personal services people. Telling them to obey or lose their license. But we just capped off this event with a whole bunch of people in front of the Capitol gathered there for a last photo op, and it's just going to be magnificent. I will have videos later today for those who want to see all the action. I captured a lot at ColoradoFreedomForce.com. Go to our YouTube channel, Colorado Freedom Force. You'll see a bunch of photographs and videos and sounds from the event today. Mayday, mayday. It's time to open up Colorado, and they're ready to go.
Yes, and by the way, Jan, we want maydayusa.org and mayday, mayday to be a rallying cry long after May 1st and May Day comes and goes, because it means freedom. It means rescue to small businesses. It means rescue the freedom. More than anything, we want to rescue liberty. So I'm hoping people will take that idea and run with it and make sure that nobody, particularly Governor Jared Polis, decides that he's going to take the role of benevolent dictator and decide he deserves credit for giving us a few crumbs of freedom. He's not giving us nothing. He is,
and
he
you know
is
what else?
Clamping
you know-
down. Yes.
You know what else, Karen? Mayday, mayday, what? Never again. Never again.
Never.
We can never allow this to happen again.
Then we've got our work cut out for us because, as you know more than anybody, and we all do, we've got a monopoly of power here under the Gold Dome in Denver. And we must make sure that we push and demand laws to restrict the power of these power-hungry dictators so that they can never do it again by making sure they're held accountable with class action lawsuits, with as much as we can muster. If we don't, they'll do it, and they'll do it not only again, they'll do it even more. They've won them up.
Okay.
I better let you go.
I'm getting the rally call. If you hear that in the background, we're walking to Dora. We're heading over to the Dora building. All right. Take care, my friend.
Very good. Thank you for all your reports, Jan. Jan Cook of Colorado Freedom Force. Well, we're ready, and boy, is this work like clockwork. Better than I ever expected. We have with us one half of the talk radio team, and it's an honor to be with people that have such guts and courage. The talk radio team on BBS Radio, the Chuck and Julie Show, we have Julie Hayden on line two. Welcome to Spouting Off.
Hey, Karen, wonderful show. Congratulations. This has been a great show.
Oh, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's quite a compliment. So what do you think about what's going on here today? Do you think we can make this last past May Day and help people rustle up the courage to say, just like the young people say, you're not the boss of me?
I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, whether people, I have a lot of friends who are politically active, right, and politically aware. I have a lot of friends and relatives who are not, but they all get the fact that this shouldn't have happened the way it happened, that it's chaos trying to reopen. It's, you know, the government is picking winners and losers, and I think they all will not let this happen again. You know, people like you and like us, we're fighting for it. But I think a lot of just the regular people just intrinsically know what happened and how it happened was wrong and not necessary. And I think you're absolutely right. I think the progressives to the state capitol and around the country are going to try to say, oh, we need to shut down Trump rallies. We need to shut down the Republican National Convention. We need to shut down this and this and this forever, right? And I think people are going to say, no, at least I hope so.
Well, I do too. But you know what? As I hear you talk, and I just love listening to you and Chuck all the time. I try never to miss whenever I can the Chuck and Julie Show on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on BBS Radio. And it goes out on YouTube. And we'll tell everybody again how you're going to pick up this theme with your own show in about an hour, an hour and 7 minutes.
Right.
But the brazenness, here's the thing I'm thinking right now, Julie, the brazenness with which they are doing this in the face of contradictory information, in the face of things are getting better, but they refuse to acknowledge it, and the brazenness of clamping down and clamping down and clamping down harder makes me very worried for, I mean, these are who these people always were, but they're never going to stop unless they're made to stop.
No, you know, exactly, Karen. You look at the fact that facts just don't matter to them, right? Look at, like, it's just a matter of a few weeks ago, we're all being told, don't worry about masks are ineffective, there's no point to wearing a mask. Now you've got the city of Denver, the mayor there, mayors around the state and around the country, ordering people to wear masks, and they can be arrested and cited and fined if they don't wear a mask. So which is it? Like you said, the facts don't count, right? A few weeks ago, masks were absolutely unnecessary. Now you can be arrested if you're not wearing one. And I think you are right. And they aren't going to care, right? I mean, look at what's going on with Joe Biden versus the way his sex assault allegations are with, you know, with Brett Kavanaugh, right? They just don't care.
Yeah.
This time, though, I think they attacked something that hits a lot of people hard. And I think that a lot of people, and at least I hope, that a lot of people from now on will be saying, you know, wait a minute, you know, what you're telling us just doesn't add up. And no, you know, Jared Polis, he's a governor. He's not a dictator.
No, he's not. And you say it so, so well. You know what the first clue was? The first clue. It's so funny. People think sometimes, if I may say, that I'm a little prescient. They say, well, what do you think? And, you know, you were able to see it sooner. You know what? It's not that hard. It's not rocket science, because the minute someone tells you you're not allowed to question, you're not allowed to doubt.
Yeah.
What was the first thing 2 months ago? The left was telling us that, how dare you question that things don't add up? You're going to kill people. Just the very
right.
idea that you're not allowed to question something, you're not allowed to disagree, is right out of the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union. That's all you got to know to discount that credibility immediately. And yet people keep falling for it all the time, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And look at, I mean, look how terrible it is that the United States, they are setting up snitch lines, right? So if you
yes.
see your neighbor not wearing a mask, or if you see a car out front of your neighbor's house that you think might not belong there, right, you're calling. I mean, people are calling on businesses. To me, it's outrageous what the government is conned some people to do. But I think, you know, that's why shows like yours and what Jan and those guys are doing down at the Capitol, and not just at the Capitol in Colorado, but all over the country, it's so important, because it's pushing back. And for too long, you know, we've just said, well, we'll be polite and we don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. Well, I'm a
yes.
you know, heck with that. When they start destroying my ability to feed my family, and then want to clamp down and tell me what I can and can't do, what I have to wear, what I can't wear in public, that is way too far for me.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you that we are going to have there will be a replay of this whole 2 hour show, thanks to K-Star Radio Network. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, they'll replay the entire 2 hours. So we welcome that network to the family. And again on Sunday at noon, which is so cool. So if you want to hear more of Julie Hayden and her husband, Chuck Bonnewell, you can hear them on the Chuck and Julie Show. So Julie, tell everybody how they can reach you and how they can listen to your show in about an hour.
Yeah, Karen, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a Chuck and Julie Show, courtesy, same great producers you work with, BBS Radio. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Mountain Time, 3 to 4. Just go to chuckandjulie.com. If you go there at 3 o'clock, you can listen live. You can also get a link to our YouTube, and we're up on Facebook. But the best way to find us is just go to chuckandjulie.com. And thank you, Karen, for letting me point that out.
It's just great. And they are so much fun. It's like a party over there on the Chuck and Julie Show. Thanks for joining us here on Spouting Off. And it's time to wrap up the show. Thank you, everyone, and all our wonderful guests for joining us here on this special edition of the May Day, May 1st, of Spouting Off. It's about freedom. It's about liberty. Don't let anybody tell you it's only about your health. It's about liberty. That's what this is about. And we hope May Day will continue on through the year so people will never forget who were the people. I don't care what the letter is after their name, RDI, I don't care. Who are the people that respected your freedom and your adult rights to make your own decisions? And who are the people that wanted to take your rights away? Don't vote for those people who want to take your rights away. I don't care who they are, but don't do it. I will tell you that conservatives who revere the Constitution, liberty lovers, will respect your right to disagree and your right to live your life as you see fit, even if it isn't the way other people might have it. So thank you to BBS Radio and to K-Star Radio Network. Thanks to HW, the guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week when we will have oh so much more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.